The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America. Keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property, benefited by the advice of the experts. Now, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Good morning, everyone. Happy. I'm Dottie Herman, and welcome to Eye on Real Estate. You know I love real estate. I think everyone likes to know about real estate. And as I say every Saturday morning, real estate is the universal language. Everybody wants to know about it. Everyone wants to find out what their properties are worth. Everyone asks me if it's a good time to buy, is it a good time to sell? And again, the simple answer is very hard to time the real estate market. This show is on every Saturday. I'm trying to figure out how long we've been on, but it's at least 10 years. And I still love doing it, and I still hear from everyone. You can tune in live at 10 a.m. at 970theanswer.com or the mobile app or Heart Eye Radio. And you certainly can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Instagram at Dottie Herman. And you can visit me at www.dottieherman.com. And I have a monthly newsletter that is free. It's got a lot of good information. This week, we are going to have three great guests on. At 10:30, we'll be joined by Lucas Ferrara. He's a great real estate attorney at Newman Ferrara LLP, who specializes in real estate and real estate law. He's written a book. He tells me he makes horror movies also, so he's a very interesting character, but he knows and he teaches. He's a professor at a law school, so he's very knowledgeable, and you're going to love hearing from him. At 11, we'll be joined by David Trout. He's a certified aging-in-place specialist. And today, because people live long, I mean, there was a time when the life expectancy was, I think, 40. So people had a bunch of kids, and by the time they got old, they were dead. People live longer. So a lot of people want to be in a place where, you know, when they're able to do things on their own, they can. But as they age, they don't have to keep on moving. You know, they can get extra help. They can get people to help them take showers, people to help them do whatever chores they need, so they don't have to move. So aging in place is a very big thing today, okay? And we're going to be able to talk about it. David will talk about it. That's what he does. Then at 11:30, who's been a guest on the show many a day, we'll be talking to Tom Drew from Citizens Financial, who's the regional vice president. You can listen to the show anywhere or anytime in the world at am970theanswer.com. You can listen to the past episodes on iTunes. I have all the episodes labeled, so if you missed anything or you feel like, you know what, I didn't catch it all, I want to just hear parts of it again, you can go there, just search Eye on Real Estate on iTunes, and you'll get everything. I'm pleased to have that. So every week I think, okay, what are my listeners going to want to hear about today? And again, please, I love hearing from you. So if there's any subjects you want us to cover or there's anything that you want to hear, you just go to DottieHerman.com and you will be able to leave me a text or leave a text with the radio station and a number and I will get you back. Try to put your email down also because it's helpful for me to do that when I have all your emails. I figured that I would give you a little of what I think most people are asking me now. what was 2024? How's the spring going to be? Is it going to be busy? Are we going to have a better year? Are interest rates going to go down? And as I said, if you are qualified and you have gone through that whole financial process where you checked your credit and done all that, you have to be diligent. Housing activity is pricing up. So we have a shortage of inventory for the last couple of years. I would say after the during the pandemic, everybody was moving. People could not work in the office, so they were moving to find like extra space or a place where they could work without being, they have kids, without the kids running in. So there was so much activity in the pandemic years, and I'm not sure that we're done with the pandemic, but in the worst of the pandemic years. And so people moved, and prices went up so much. And you'd be a seller, and you'd be bombarded with 20 offers at one time. And I'm not exaggerating. That sounds like an exaggeration, but it's not. Okay, it was just crazy. And if you go back during the pandemic, the interest rates went down, I think 2.5-3% around there. So a lot of people took advantage of that because I've been in the business a long, long time. I've never heard of interest rates like that. And I'm not sure you'll ever hear about them again. So those people were reluctant to sell. So we have a shortage pretty much around most of the country. If I have time, I'll give you some places in the country where there's not a shortage and you probably can get a better deal. But housing activity is pricing up. The supply of existing sales, and that means sales that are on the market, they're not brand new, is finally showing, a little more inventory. Now, when I say a little more inventory, the basics of real estate are really simple. That's why I tell everybody, rather than a stock, if you get a few books, you listen to our show, real estate is relatively easy to understand and pick up if you do your homework. You should always do your homework before you do anything. But anyhow, as I've been saying for the last bunch of weeks, months, years, we've had no inventory. So what happens when there's more buyers out there? Remember, the millennials all want to buy. They stayed at home with their parents longer. They get married later, and they saved up some money. And Generation and Z, they want to buy. So we have a lot more buyers. When you have more buyers and less inventory and not a lot of inventory, you have then a seller's market because there's not that much inventory. There's more people that want houses than there is to supply. So that leaves the homeowner in a very good position because I am not kidding you. There's times I've seen 35 offers. I'm not seeing that now. But we had so little inventory that even though we have a little bit more, it's really far from the average. And the average inventory for real estate would be probably that you have a 6-month supply. I'm not sure we even have 35 days. But we do have a little bit more inventory, so that's a plus. And, I always say when you wake up in the morning, you can look at all the bad things that are happening, and there's certainly enough of that. Or you can sit and say, hey, these are some of the good things that are happening. These are some of the good things in my life, good things about real estate, and focus on the positive. So the good news is you're not seeing any decreases. They say rates should go down. And I think at 11:30, we'll have Thomas Drew, and he'll really give you an in-depth picture of where rates are going, although no one has a crystal ball. It's just pretty much experts getting together and giving their opinion. There's still, if you compare them to 3% during the pandemic, which I told you, I've been in the business over 30 years, I never saw those rates. Then 7, 7.5, 6, 6.5 seems high. But honestly, as I say every week, 7.5% is the average interest rate. So you really have decent interest rates, even though some people say, well, they're high, but that's if they're comparing them to a one-time thing. Maybe rents will go down a bit, and it depends on the area. Remember, we broadcast, and you can pick this show up anywhere in the country, so every area is a little bit different, but I'm just giving you a general. What I suggest you do is when you're looking for a home, narrow down that area that you want to look at. Don't do what I see a lot of people do. They look in an area, they see this great house that they fall in love, but they say, I want that house at that price, but I want it in this area, which is a higher area, okay? You can't do that. You'll get yourself all mixed up. Find the area you like. If you have children and you're concerned about school districts, I would suggest going and making an appointment to school. Find out about their programs. As I think I said last week, some might have gifted children and they need those kind of programs. Some might have kids with disabilities. Some have kids that are great in sports. So you want to make sure that you know about the school district. And a house can technically be one block away. You can have two houses. And they're in two different school districts. And if you're not on this, and if you don't do your homework or use a good broker, you're going to say, well, gee, look at this house. It's the same house. It might even be better. It's a block away, and it's $40,000 cheaper. I'll buy this. Well, make sure you check the school districts, because in the suburbs especially, houses in school districts that are notably better, and I think the way they rate school districts on how many kids go to college and things of that nature, the prices will be different for identical houses. So make sure, if you're looking for a certain school district, that you stick with that. If you're open, then no, this might not be a bargain. It just might be a different school district where the prices are cheaper. So that's really important to know when you're looking for a house. I have read, and every Friday before the show, which I have no Friday nights anymore, but I love doing the show, so it doesn't matter. I just do check, is there anything new that came out that I might have missed? And, you know, a million people put their predictions, a million companies put predictions in. So the predictions are that interest rates should go down. However, this morning, because I'm an early riser and a late, I don't sleep, I looked up and there was somebody else who had a prediction that they might go up. I think they'll go down a little bit. I don't, but that's, you know, no, not positive, not for sure. No one knows. But if you're in the market, you might have a little bit more supply, but not, I don't think, enough to actually make prices go down. Because remember, now if there were a lot of homes on the market and there weren't enough buyers and there were fewer buyers, then what would happen is the prices would go down, because you have all these houses. So you're not going to have that situation. Inventory is supposed to open up a little bit, but not enough. We were so far behind in inventory that it's not going to be enough to make a big price break or something of that nature. So that's something to keep in mind. Stick in the area. Make sure you know the areas. I suggest that if you're a commuter, that you take the commute and make sure that you know about, and take it during traffic. Don't take it during the times when no one's driving at 4 o'clock in the morning. Take it during traffic. See how much to go into the town. Make sure it's a town you like. If you're in the city and you're looking at an apartment in a building, I would walk into the building as people come out to walk their dogs or whatever, go to the stores. You might ask them, I'm thinking of buying in this building. Do you live here? Yes, I live here. What do you think? And I'm going to tell you the truth. Usually people are pretty honest. They usually say what they feel. Now, it could be someone that you meet that just had a bad experience with something and is negative, but that's a good barometer to ask people who live there. Okay? Jerome Powell said that the housing market is very challenging. It's a challenging situation, again, lack of supply. And he says, now this is an opinion of someone that's famous in the housing market, he says that interest rate cuts, so that even if they cut interest rates a bit, alone, that will not help the housing market. Because the real problem is not the interest rate. Because when you have high interest rates, well, yes, some people won't qualify, but you can always take an adjustable mortgage or something that is a lower mortgage interest rate in the beginning. But if the housing market is good, the interest rates, if you have supply, the interest rate cuts are going to make a difference. If there's no supply and there's no houses to find, then, you know, you might sit on the sidelines, which is what happened in 23. A lot of people just sat on the sidelines. This year, I see it opening up a little bit. More people are liking, you know what, I'm sick of this. Or so many people during the pandemic, especially if you were living in New York City where I was, and New York City got hit pretty bad. And again, because it's a vertical city, and, you know, you're right next to everybody, and there's high, high buildings, they were very strict. And I give credit to New York City for that, because people were dying all over the place. I remember at 11 o'clock every day when we were on lockdown, I was on Cuomo's predictions of the pandemic. And the biggest line was death. I'm right on top. It said death, and they were mounting up. So people, and, you know, because they were very cautious in the city, if you're in a building that had maybe 40 floors or 30 floors or 10 floors, they didn't let anybody up. If you had food delivered, you know, or takeout, it had to be in the lobby. You had to get it. They didn't just let people walk around. If you had a relative that was sick, they really wouldn't let you go up. So they were pretty strict. So, and then everyone was trying to get the vaccines. And I remember someone who's very close to the station called me up and said, actually, he's the biggest big shot in the station, said, if you need to get a vaccine and you could get to Florida by this date, which was like 3 days later, I can get it for you, because Florida was giving vaccines a lot easier than New York was, and at the time there was no requirement that you had to be a resident of Florida. You could be from anywhere. So a lot of people went to Florida to get their vaccines. I did. And when I got to Florida, I thought I was in another country. I was like, oh my God, it's restaurants. Now, the restaurants were open in the city if you wanted to eat outside. However, I don't have to tell you what New York City is like in the winter. So I am not a fan of eating outside in 10-degree or 20-degree weather. So when I got to Florida, I was like, wow, people are eating outside. They were at bars, sitting next to each other, having drinks. I really felt like it was another country. Now, I'm not sure they did the right thing or New York did the right thing. Okay, however, this was a first for us. And so, you know, when people criticize and they say, oh, you know, I have all these symptoms, it was the vaccine. They did their best to try to stop it. Did they make mistakes? Everyone makes mistakes. But at least it's calmed down now, and I'm sure it's going to be with us for the rest of, for a long time. Let's put it that way. And I know when I speak to my friends, who says, oh, did you get the vaccines? I didn't. I didn't think they were good. I did. Now I have migraine headaches. You hear a lot of stuff. There's no doubt. We have a commercial coming up. I'm going to finish you my prediction of what's going on in the housing market. And then we'll rejoin.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend, Rob Sabah, and his family. The Sabah family has owned and operated Honda for over 60 years. 60 years serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother-in-law, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family makes you feel like you're part of their family. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%. You can't find that anywhere else. No payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Best prices around. They will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Civic, HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive home today. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Feel like you're trying to push a boulder uphill wearing skates? If you run or manage a local business today, you're challenged like never before. We get it, and we want to help. We're Salem Surround, and when it comes to marketing, consider us your personal Move You Forward company. In a recent study, we found that 53% of local businesses were classified as novices when it came to designing, implementing, and managing their marketing needs. And that's where Salem Surround truly shines. We're a full-service marketing agency that'll help you increase your customer base by designing incredibly effective plans to reach your consumers day, night, and everywhere they might be. Let us give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and what your competition is doing. Our digital sales and support teams are the best in the industry and deliver customized personal service that's second to none.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. Many students finish college without a clear path towards a career. Do you know a graduate in this position? Well, tell them about Plaza College's accelerated program in court reporting, which allows them to speed their way into the legal field and make great money without going to law school. This is an in-demand, lucrative career with flexibility that more people need to know about. I speak to the district attorney's offices often, and they are in dire need of court reporters. Courts, schools, and television stations are all seeking these professionals to record and caption everything from depositions, classes, live shows, and sporting events. And the National Court Reporters Association has partnered with Plaza College to offer a free 2-week virtual seminar that gives a glimpse into the world of court reporting and captioning. The program is called A to Z and is being offered free and can be completed from the convenience of your home. So sign up today by emailing info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu.
Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking and offers a full range of services including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. Unity has locations throughout New Jersey and in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, expanding its footprint to 21 retail locations. If you're a small business owner, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks. You should be banking at a community bank like Unity. You can have a personal relationship with the president and CEO, my good friend Jim Hughes. Jim asks that you call him directly at 908-713-4306, 908-713-4306, or send an email to james.hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, at unitybank.com, and Jim will get right back to you. You can't get this type of service at the big banks. Visit unitybank.com, FDIC-insured equal opportunity employer and equal housing lender. Unity Bank, growing with you.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. Here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
And before I introduce a very special guest that you're not going to want to miss, Lucas Ferrara, partner at Newman Ferrara LLP, I just want to finish up what I was talking about before the break and tell you that the interest rates alone, we don't think will cut it. We need more inventory. The country is short 3.5 to 5.5 million units in housing across the country. And again, some places more than others. The root of the shortage goes back to the aftermath of the global financial crisis when developers were hesitant to build. So we have a shortage. It's going to open up a little. This is my prediction. If you're looking for a house, usually spring is pretty busy. Just be diligent. Get a good broker. Interview a couple. Have your whole financial package ready to go. And when someone calls and there's something new to the market, you need to get there ASAP. With that, I am thrilled to announce our next guest, Lucas Ferrara. As I said, a partner at Ferrara, Newman and Ferrara. And for the past 3 decades, Lucas has been advocating his clients' interests in federal, state, and local forums. And at his law firm, they deal with tenants, asset managers, real estate brokers, buyers, sellers, you name it, co-ops, condos. There's nothing he hasn't done. He's accomplished, including a 28-day trial, which you'll have to tell us about, which culminated in a multi-million dollar recovery for his clients. He's also, it's just too long to go on and on and on, but he's also was appointed as the adjunct professor of law at New York Law School, where he teaches both legal theory and real-world applications. So he knows what he's talking about. And his work at NYU got him the Teachers Excellence Award. He's a co-author of the West 3-volume textbook, Landlord and Tenant Crisis in New York. With that, I'm going to welcome you, Lucas. I'm so thrilled to have you on the show.
Dottie, oh my goodness, what an honor to be with you. You are a legend. You know that I've been listening to your show for quite some time, and you really do a great service to your listeners. They really don't understand the value that you impart with each of your shows. You know, I believe in real estate. I've spent the last 35 years of my life as a real estate lawyer, and I've seen the power that real estate can give. It is the great equalizer. It is a transformative tool, and people really don't understand that. And hopefully, with each passing week, you'll continue to impart bits and pieces that will inspire, because you've certainly inspired me, that's for sure.
Oh, well, thank you, Lucas. And all I can say to you is it wasn't what I originally wanted to do. I wanted to do what people did when I was young and become teachers, or women did. But somehow I got into it, and I was dating an attorney, and he said, you'd be great in real estate. You have a big mouth. Well, I don't know if that was a compliment or not, but to make a long story short, I love it. And I really do. And from when I was young, I started the business when I was in my 20s or mid-20s. I would see these people. They were, you know, a lot of them, I'm not sure even if they had high school degrees, but they had made so much money in real estate. They would buy it. I'm not one who thinks you could buy it and sell it in a second, but they made a lot of money. And I think you said real estate is a neutralizer. But forget about me. Everyone hears me every week. What about you? What made you get into law? How did that come about?
Oh, my God. How many hours do you have, Dottie? Well, let me give you if I can give you a little bit of my background, because I think it all ties in. I'm first generation American. I'm Italian. My parents were born in Naples, Italy, and immigrated to the U.S. legally, I might add, in the 50s. And I hear the standard Italian immigrant story from them, which was they came to the country penniless. Dad was a manual laborer, worked on the for the Long Island Railroad. He was a track man. He actually laid down the tracks that you see on the Long Island Railroad, worked for the railroad for decades. And mom, a seamstress, made dresses, and they struggled to make a living. Dad worked hard. We wouldn't see him for weeks at a time because he wanted that overtime pay. And what they did, Dottie, and Dad, by the way, second grade education, could barely read or write English. And at the time, the Long Island Railroad was accepting in the 50s, you know, was accepting because they needed the manual labor. You know, they were a little bit freer. Today, they have much more stringent requirements. But the point of that was Dad worked very hard, and he realized, Dottie, with his limited education, limited English, he was going to be condemned, condemned to manual labor. There was going to be no movement for him. He was going to be trapped there, and he was going to retire manual labor. So smartly, because he had a very good entrepreneurial sense, he decided to invest in real estate. Do you see the connection? So very young, at a very young age, my brother and I went with our dad and mom to the local real estate office in Astoria, Queens, which is where I was born and raised. We went to the local realtor's office, and Dad went in there and was looking for investment property. And he would buy, now remember, this is a very early age now, he would buy dilapidated or run-down homes, fix them up, and flip them. Just like the shows, the popular shows that you see on TV today.
Real estate.
And he, and he made quite a bit of change, and he would cash, and he was able to divert his energies away from manual labor to real estate. And that's why I say this is a man who could barely read or write English. That's why I believe in real estate as a transformative tool. It changed my life. It changed my parents' life to the point, Dottie, with the buying and the flipping. The numbers have to make sense, and everybody, math is universal. Dad was able to retire beautiful property out in Oyster Bay, Long Island, which, as you know, is not cheap. But that's so, an Italian, he could barely speak English. So when I see these kids today that have no hope for the future, or who are lost, or who are aspiring for something, it's right in front of their faces. And every week when you speak about real estate, you're imparting bits and pieces of additional information that can make them millions if they just deal with it correctly and focus and channel. And Dottie, you know that's not an exaggeration.
No, I watched it. I watched it from when I was young, and I certainly didn't have much, but I would see these people come in, and I said in the beginning of the show, some of them I don't think even had a high school education, but they invested in real estate. And although you have to do your homework, I think it's easier to understand real estate than the stock market. And I think that, and everyone needs to live somewhere.
Okay. Look, I don't even get Bitcoin. If you could explain Bitcoin to me, I'll give you $1,000, because I don't understand how people make money in Bitcoin. You're talking about the stock market. At least the stock market is a little bit more tangible. But even that, I don't understand these fluctuating variations when they come in and say, okay, buy at $1,000 a share. $1,000 a share, you got to be kidding me. Real estate is the way to go, people. Look, when I was younger, by the way, Dottie, people say, oh, you're privileged. And you, no. I got 10 of my friends together. I said, here, I'll put up some cash. You put up some cash. We'll buy a piece of property together. It's like an informal syndication deal. Do you know what I mean?
Lucas, because I did the same thing. I was in a car accident when I was young, and I collected money when I was 18. And I was all set to go to Europe. And my father said, buy a house. So I'll finish this story, but it's a good story. I bought the house. I didn't go to Europe. And that was my start in real estate. I think we have a break coming up.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Greetings, friends. Sebastian Gorka here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now. And yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi-24. That's 888-Y-Refi-24. And when you call, you will not get a sales pitch. Just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refi.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Gorka sent you.
Katz and Cosby, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
We're back, and I'm thrilled to have Lucas Ferrara, who is a partner at Newman Ferrara LLP, knows everything about, sort of telling us a little about how he got involved and become a real estate attorney. And he's talking about his dad, who worked hard and fixed up houses. It's, you know, it's what I think, I don't know if it's as easy as they should do it on the TV, you know, where they just flip them. You have to know what you're doing a little bit. But at the same token, I just believe you can get great wealth in real estate, and you have to start somewhere. So you don't have to have a palace. And if you have and today a lot of the younger people want houses that are like, oh, I want it all done up, I want it perfect, I don't want to do any work. And the fact is, you know, I grew up at a time where my father said, just get the house, and then you'll fix a little at a time. So Lucas, you've been practicing for a long time. Your father, being that he did this how does that influence you to become an attorney dealing with real estate?
Well, you know what it, look, Dottie, everything comes with the pluses, life in general, you know, there are the benefits, and then there are the minuses. And while Dad was doing very, very well in real estate, he was encountering some problems along the way. I mean, everybody's journey is going to have some hurdles, right? And among those hurdles for Dad were tenants. Now, I'm not anti-tenant. I represent a lot of tenants, commercial and residential. So please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. But there are bad tenants. And Mom and Dad had their fair share of people who didn't pay the rent. And the problem, Dottie, as you know, if you're living on very tight margins, right, and if you don't have a lot of cash on the sidelines, you know, you depend on that rent money to pay bills, the mortgage, expenses.
Right.
And unfortunately, Mom and Dad had their fair share of deadbeats, and I saw the pain. So while I saw the upside, and of course I wanted to start with the positive, there was their fair share of challenges. And I saw what, you know, when a tenant skipped not paying 5, 6, 7 months rent, the harm that did and how it set us back. For example, Mom couldn't have her hair done. Really, it was I couldn't go to the candy store. She wouldn't give us an allowance because there was no cash. It was a tight time, and it impacted me personally. And I said to myself, I'm never going to allow someone to do that to me or to my parents again. And it inspired me to go to law school. So it was as a result of real estate that I went the path, because also law in a legal career is empowering, as you know. I mean, it allows you to control your fate and the fate of others, you know, litigation-wise. So I was inspired to go that route, again, thanks to real estate and my parents.
And I know we're not going to be able to finish it up because this is a big topic. But I hope that you'll come back. I think you're terrific. And I think you have a wealth of knowledge to share. And the more that you know, I'm always learning. You know, I'm on the board of trustees at Delphi University, and it's a lot of work. And I am not going to become a professor at the university. There's not any benefit for me job-wise or career-wise or anything, but it's learning, and we're really running the university and keeping up with things. So we all learn lessons in life, and we all navigate, you know, life is a bunch of bumps, ups and downs. And you have to learn how to navigate them. But just like
you
said,
you have to fight, Dottie. You have to fight back.
Yes.
Because, look, if you've been on social media, for example, there's always going to be somebody who's going to knock you down. No matter how nice you are, there's always going to be the negative people out there who want to hurt and destroy. That's just the reality of life, and you're going to encounter that in any profession, any career, by the way, even human relationships, someone you think loves you, and then ultimately it turns into something else. I mean, we've all been there. The challenge in life is to fight back, to persevere. And when I say fight back, I don't mean violence. I mean to persevere, to rise above it. And by the way, every time I've experienced setback, and those happen, you move 3 steps forward, because if you learn from that setback, if you learn from that mistake, it makes you stronger. And I listen to you, and you embody it in your weekly programs, but your viewers, your listeners, excuse me, have to appreciate that, because no one's going to give it to them. They've got to work for it, and if they work for it, they will persevere.
You know, with the lottery. But, you know, you said your father inspired you. And as I said, I was before the break, I was in a car accident. Unfortunately, my mom died in that car accident. I was 10 years old. My brother was 8 or 9, and my sister was 4. So it was really a horrible thing. So I collected, when I turned 18 or 21, I'm not sure what was the legal age then, I collected some money from the accident that they held. They told my dad, an attorney told my dad, don't cash the check and just wait. And so now I'm like 20 years old or 21. I think I just finished school and college. And I just was like, oh, I'm going to Europe. I'm going to do this, that. And my father said, no, buy a house. I'm like, Dad, I don't want to buy. He said, buy a house. And there was a house a block away from him that probably was the tiniest house I've ever been in. It was a tiny house. But the houses around it were bigger. The woman, whatever price she had, I had no idea if it was worth that or not, but I didn't even question it. Whatever she asked for it, I can't remember what. But I said, okay, fine, I'll buy it. And I bought it. I didn't go to Europe. I bought it. My dad helped me fix it up a bit. The houses around it were bigger, and so they brought the value up. It was in a great school district. And then, probably about 8 or 9 years later, I sold shares of it. Like it wasn't a formal thing that I did, you know, but I took a couple of friends of mine, and I said, I'll sell 50% of this house. And we revalued it. And that was how I started real estate. But it was from my dad telling me, don't spend that money going to Europe, buy a house. So, you know, and I see it now.
When you sold it, did you make a profit? I don't want to get too personal, but I'm sure you made a nice profit in the process, no?
Well, yeah, you know, I had nothing. I mean, I didn't have any money. We bought it in a time where you could get a mortgage a lot easier than today.
I remember those days. They used to take your word for it, right?
I make $1 million, and they say, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's no income, no verification checks. Oh, those were the days. Yes, I bought.
Younger probably don't know this, but that's true. What Lucas is saying is that there was no income check, so they didn't check your income. You can make up any amount of income that you wanted to. If you put 25% down, I think they didn't do anything. They just, you got a mortgage. It was much easier.
We don't advocate that you ever lie, but it was interesting how it was all based on the honor system. Interesting, right? Yeah. That's why the banks, Dottie, eventually combusted, as you know, because everybody, they had all this paper on people that didn't have the ability to honor the debt obligations. It was a bit of an irresponsible way for banks to operate at the time, but it made a lot of people a lot of money, like yourself and me too. I made a nice bit of cash buying
that I knew so much about real estate. Actually, I'm sure I overpaid for the house because we didn't bargain with her. I didn't even know what the value was then. But as I said, I just think for the majority of people, you know, and I always say make a wants and needs and wants and just do needs, okay? And if you buy in an area where you said needs a little work, maybe the other house is better. Okay, as long as you can afford to do this, I don't think there's, I would tell you that, I can't remember the number, but most billionaires, every one of them has plenty of real estate in their portfolio. So I thank my dad.
Of course. Of course, yes.
Because that's how I got it.
You know what you hit on, Dottie, and I don't know if your listeners were paying attention, but that house that you had, you held it for 8 or 9 years. See, that is key, too. You cannot expect in real estate to make money instantaneously like the stock market. I mean, look, in theory, in the stock market, you can cash. You can buy today, cash out tomorrow. In fact, some of my friends, they buy today, they sell today. They like do it in seconds. Real estate, you really cannot do that. So if you expect cash immediately, that can be problematic. But if you've got if you believe in a product, right, like real estate, and you're not pressed for time, I promise you it pays back in spades. You're living proof of it. Investment in real estate's paid back. I'm living proof of it. Quick story. Do we have a few minutes left? How much time do I have?
Finish up, but you have to come back again. You have the promise. But finish up.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So to make a long story very short, I got a place down in Florida. I won't tell you where. It went nowhere. It was what I paid for it for 10 years, okay? But you know what? I lived there, so I didn't feel any financial pressure, and I always had the house. Dottie, 2020, COVID hits, and what do you think happens? Everybody's moving to Florida. As of 2020, the market in Florida has gone through the roof, and now what I paid, it's worth four times, almost four and a half, what I paid for it. Do you know what kind of nest egg I have? But I waited 10 years, and I didn't have the immediate pressure.
Well, you know, I think that's a great story, and I think that for most of us, it's nice to think, and maybe if you win the lottery, but you know what? Anything in life that's worth it, whether you're in a relationship with somebody, whether it's buying a house, whether it's raising children, working in a job that you love, you have to stick with it. You have to be passionate about it. And you have to think that nothing happens overnight. It's hard work and it's sacrificing. And again, I would have had a lot of work.
But the kids today are getting so lazy. They're expecting, I'm sorry for generalizing, okay? But the kids want everything instantaneously. They want it now. This is not the way the world really works, okay? I don't mean to be corny, all right? I'm sorry, but Field of Dreams, okay? That Kevin Costner movie. Long story short, the tagline is it, build it and they will come. If you build on a foundation, a solid foundation, you will rise. But if prepared to
I love that. If you build on a solid foundation, they will come. And I did see Field of Dreams. I think that was the name of it. Did I lose you?
It's a great film.
Yeah, it is. It's a great show. And I hope, Lucas, you're definitely coming back. There's so much we can talk about. But I will say this. You start somewhere. And I think that, you know what? We'll talk about it next time we speak, but it's going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in our history that the baby boomers are going to transfer to their kids, which are millennials and Generation Z. But I think everyone wants to have real estate. And you sit down, and we'll have Thomas do one later, and he'll tell you how to start to go about it through your finances. Lucas, will you promise to come back?
Oh, my goodness. You mean you would have me back? I mean, during the break, I bought my pillow sheets. I bought my pillow sheets and pillows during the break. If y'all have me back, I'll buy more. I'll buy more.
Yes, buy more. Because, Lucas, really, you can help people a lot also. There's a wealth of knowledge. And you know what? The more you know, the better it is. I think there used to be a commercial on, an educated buyer is a better buyer. And we'll give you all the little tricks and tips and tell you what's going on in the market. And Lucas will tell you all the legal things that are going on. And I think next time, we didn't have time today, but we can talk maybe about, you know, goodwill eviction, and, you know, because it's different everywhere. And, you know, with COVID, they forgave everyone. The people didn't have to pay the payments. They just let everyone, you know, it was a bad time. But now people want, the landlords want their money. And so Lucas will be back, and I will be glad to talk about evictions and goodwill evictions with Lucas next show. I think we have a commercial coming up.
The The preceding hour of programming paid for.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.